The Or HaChaim tells us in this week's Parsha, when referring to that of the bracha that you have of Shemitah, b'chitom r'mano chal b'shana shvi'is, when a person is going to say, what am I going to eat in the seventh year? We're not going to sow. We're not going to gather in our crops. What are we going to do? B'tzivisi es bracha silachem b'shana shishis. I'm going to give you a bracha in the sixth year, and it's going to make the tevua, it's going to make your crops go for 3 years. Rashi points out that the 3 years are not full 3 years. It's half of six, full seven, half of eight. You have that bracha. The Or HaChaim himself says, no, it's literally 3 years, full six, full seven, and full eight. But when the question is asked, and that is, v'chi, tomer, when you're going to ask, ma nochal, v'shona shvi, says the Or HaChaim, the bracha that you'll receive is all dependent on how you actually ask the question. And what if you didn't ask the question? What if you plan to go, no, I got this one. I've done this before. This is going to be amazing. So first of all, that clearly is going to be a bracha. And other mefarshim say that when the bracha is going to come and Hashem says I'm going to give you the bracha for 3 years, that's because you asked the question. But had you not asked the question, and had you had full faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'd see even greater bracha, more than 3 years. Or HaChaim doesn't take that approach. Or HaChaim says, there are two ways you can ask the question. You can say, I can't believe this. I can't do this. I can't. There's no way I can fulfill this thing. How can I do this? What are you going to do for me? There's no way it's not possible. Then the bracha may not necessarily be for 3 years. But if a person says, I'm doing it, I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah shita, but at the end of the day, what am I going to do for the 3 years? Right? We didn't plant anything, so what am I going to do? He's not asking incredulously, saying like, this is impossible. He's saying, I understand I'm following your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but how are you going to make this happen? So in that he says, V'tzivi says, Berchasi, if you're just asking like a child, ask the father, like, I'll do what you told me to do, but how is it going to happen? Well, in that scenario, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, to that, you'll be able to receive the bracha. It's really how you actually ask the question. And here it's about the bitachon that a person has. So there's a high level of bitachon, we don't have to ask. Then there's the middle level of bitachon, which is, I'm going to ask. I'm going to do what you told me to do. I just don't know how you're going to put this together. So I trust in you, Hashem, but I'm lacking in seeing what the results of this trust are going to be. So I'm on a middle level of bitachon. And the lower level, of course, is when I don't trust Hashem. I can't do this. How can I do this? There's no way something's going to come about. So even on the middle level of bitachon, a person actually sees that bracha. Most of us, we oftentimes sit in that middle level. We say, Hashem, we'll do your will. But you got to show me what's going on over here. This is not going to actually work. Our goal is to get to the highest level of bitachon.